Blog Talk Radio.
On Black Talk, but today's topic is, what is the top? Meaning, what is success to you? And today, I have a fabulous artist that I've been a fan of for a while, who has a beautiful energy, and just wanted to have him on the show. He has lots of energy, and he's talkative, so I knew that he would be perfect. So, give it up for Sun Lion Ra. What's up, baby?
What's up? Just talking it, right? He's funny, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? So tell everybody a little bit about yourself to get the show started, where they can find you, what's your music about.
Okay. My name is the one Sun Lion Ra. It's a lot to say. But sometimes you can just call me Ra. My friends call me Ra, but I had to differentiate myself from all the 15,000 other Ras out there. So the one Sun Lion Ra is the official hip hop rap name and all that good stuff. You know, I do a hip hop, soul, some call it conscious. I just call it me. You know what I'm saying? We you know, kick these rhymes and whatnot for the people is what I like to say. Real music for real people is usually what I like people to say when they introduce me. And that's what I do, you know, just try to keep it really nice. You know, I mean, you know, we get serious, but I'm not killing nobody too much, you know. I'm pretty much not killing anybody, pretty much not. I'm not flipping pies or keys or not pimping, you know. So, and I'm, you know, kind of anti that, you know. So.
Well, then how can you be interesting then?
Oh, well, you know, I have a lot of different things I can rock about, you know. And first of all, you know, we get into the topic of, you know, male-female relations, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
that's
in all aspects,
good.
You know,
all
right. We're talking about love, sex, dealing, you know what I mean, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the topic of, you know, working 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's also another thing that we all deal with, we can relate to. You know, everybody can relate to flipping keys and whatnot all day. I don't know why these rappers think that everybody, you know, is down with the streets. And, you know, I like to say I'm from my mom. I'm from the schools. I'm from,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from a warm house. I'm not from the streets all day. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So a lot of these cats, you know,
uh-huh.
They're from the streets. I'm from the streets. Really? That don't sound too fun.
Well, you know, I guess as far as mainstream is, well, they still talk about the streets, but I think it's different. Like, it's not, I guess, that typical underground rap on how it started. So I guess you
right.
can say that hip-hop has evolved, you know.
Right.
So
right.
That's always a good thing. I mean, you got Jay-Z, you know, and he's pretty much at the top of the game. He turned every aspect of it into a definite business.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, that's cool. That's real cool. I mean, the whole thing, though, about, like, you don't want cats to think that they got to sell, you know, narcotics and drugs to the same people, you know, to their own people and whatnot, and they got to, you know, do all types of nefarious deeds just to be able to get on. And then sometimes, like, the blueprint, you know, I mean, I like the music and everything, but I also am a sound mind and I'm not impressionable like that. But a lot of these kids think that's it. You got to do some time in terms of selling these keys. And you know, other people think that, you know, you got to go to jail, you know, and get your stripes, as they say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, everybody's got their way of doing it, you know. And that's
right.
Obviously not the only way. So, and especially in music, it's like everybody has their own path on how they get to wherever they're trying to get to. Which brings
right.
us back to the topic of what is the top and what's success for you.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, success is got to be about being able to eat off of what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, period.
Yeah.
Now, whether you want to take it further and, you know, you're in the magazines or everybody's clamoring to see you when you step out, you know, of your house or the car or whatever, you know, that's another level, you know what I'm saying? But when you're able to eat off of what you're doing and you're not living check to check and you don't have to worry about where your next money is coming from and all that,
mm-hmm.
I feel that that's pretty much success. You know what I mean? It doesn't even have to be what you love to do. It's just what you're doing. I mean, you know, you can be successful at something you hate, I guess, you know. But
well, to a certain extent, I mean, if it's just to eat, yeah, you can be successful at something that you don't like doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know,
because I mean, people
are 9 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah, they work 9 to 5 that they don't like all the time and very successful because they're getting paid very well and they're managing their money very well. And, you know, sometimes that's the sum total of their lives, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real heavy because, you know, some people are trying to be these big stars and they're reaching for the stars, which is cool, you know. I mean, you got to shoot for the stars, at least hit the moon, you know what I'm saying? Or they say shoot for the moon and hit the stars or something they say. Did I just mess that? Did I butcher that? I'm sorry.
Shoot the stars and hit the moon. Well, I mean, at least you're halfway there. And that still brings you back to at least you're still doing what you love to do and you're successful because at least you can eat. I think sometimes, I mean, to get to, I mean, Beyonce status or to be Nicki Minaj or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Is only unrealistic to those special few.
Well, I'm trying to be Beyonce and Nicki Minaj all at once.
All at once.
Yeah.
And
that's
Whitney Houston.
That's who I use. That's who I use as my, you know,
and
my motivation.
And you know what? And the thing is that there are still a lot of people out here who make really good money, travel the world, and get very good treatment off
mm-hmm.
of singing, writing, and doing what they love to do, and they're not big stars. And for me,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's even more of a success because the papers and everybody else is not in your damn business.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are a lot of people out there that, you know, it is harder because you are your own machine and you have to, and that people have to understand, like, as an artist, you are your own business. You know what I mean? So there's different paperwork and stuff. I mean, I've learned, like, the hard way as far as a lot of different things. It's like you get one little piece of advice from one person, and you're like, all right, you're trying to run with this, and you're trying to figure out, all right, well, what do I do with that? And this person tells me I need paperwork, and you talk to the other person, and they realize it's not really paperwork. You just need a split sheet right now. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it's like, if I only need a split sheet, why don't you just tell me? That's the other part about, like, the business. It's like, why don't you just tell a person what it is so that they can... You know, if you're trying to do business with them, but then it's like if people are always trying to have that one up on you.
And that's
you know
why
that
people don't like to give you information and say you just got to work hard. You know. And
yeah,
like,
because
you can meet people that are in the industry, like actually in the industry, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there are people who genuinely, you know, would love to tell you every little step, but there's a lot of people more often I find that people that just want to see, well, if you really have the drive. You know, you'll make it. You know what I'm saying? If you really like it, if you really have love for the game.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, you know, I see you're not going to tell me pretty much what you're saying. You know.
I
mean.
I'm finding it too, and it's like, okay, like, come on. You know, it's got to be.
If they can make money off your ass. Now, if they can make money off you, it's like, come with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come with me, sign with me. Be down with me, and I'm going to see if I can make some money off your ass at the same time. But if they can't make money off you, they're like, I mean, just perseverance is pretty much, that's the regular ingredient for getting successful. Perseverance. Really?
Yes.
There's a million people trying to do the same thing, you know.
And it's like, persevere. Persevere through, come on, you know what I mean? All right, well, but the thing is, it's good now because within this day and age, you know, you can pretty much just do what you got to do and then put it up.
And it's funny that a lot of people find it hard to even use the tools that are in front of them, I mean, myself included sometimes. I mean, truthfully, I'm not going to front. Like, I feel like I should definitely be further along than I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if I would just apply myself. You know, but sometimes, that's real, though. I know I said it with a funny voice because
mm-hmm.
it is funny, but I can definitely tell you that I haven't been rushing at this thing 100% because – there are things that I need to put in place and make sure that I don't get played once I get in.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, that's a thing that a lot of people don't understand. Like, you can rush into this, get on, and don't have all your stuff in place, like owning your name, owning your face, owning your songs, and making
mm-hmm.
sure you're going to get paid for your songs, and they'll take you and, oh, yes, you're beautiful. Yes, do all these songs. We're going to pay for your studio time and all this other stuff. And you find out that they own it, too.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You can't even make money from it when you're an old man.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's the crazy part.
Well, I know that's
so
what happened to a band that I had known. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
a band that I had known. And then the funny thing is that, you know, it was really, the place is really impressive and everything. And then
mm-hmm.
they were excited. They felt like they finally did something.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude didn't even know shit about the fucking music industry. He just thought he was just going, you know, take somebody under contract and then just make money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't work like that. You know, it takes thousands and thousands of money, thousands
mm-hmm.
and thousands of dollars to promote an artist. You
it takes
know,
thousands
that,
of money, too, babe.
Huh?
It takes thousands of money, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call you on. He don't forget you.
Yes.
Thousands and thousands of money.
Yeah, I guess you know what I'm talking about, thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, they were telling me just for the independent label to launch Genuine, they were saying it took $500,000.
Wow.
$500,000.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's heavy.
But it's changing. I mean, it's possible as far as being an independent artist. I mean, you're seeing it happen all over the place now. You know, so to a certain extent, it's like, why get signed, you know?
Right, and you know what? And that's
yeah,
right.
Yes,
right.
And even with the companies, it's like they're not even trying to check for you unless you're pushing, you know, probably making $100,000 already by yourself.
Right, and you got to learn to be, and you know, you can either be cool with that or be frustrated, because the whole thing is, if you let the fact that no one's signing you frustrate you into not doing you know, your thing, then actually that's probably a good way to test whether you have what it takes anyway. So I'm sure that a lot of people are just looking at, you know, certain artists from afar or, you know, coming to their shows incognito to see what is this person's potential if I do, you know, get them signed. Because if you're an A&R or something like that, you don't want to look like a fool. Okay, you got this person signed, they got a big contract, and then they stop writing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or they stop...
Mm-hmm.
performing like they should, you know what I mean? Because truthfully, you're not guaranteed your spot even when you get in, and that's the funny part. That people think that once you get in, it's like, oh, and you're free and everything is good now. No, that's the way it goes. This one gets harder, especially if you have a hit. Especially if you have a hit, because hits can do a whole bunch of stuff. Hits can make you so beloved that everybody thinks, okay, you know, everything else he's going to do is going to be golden, and then you might disappoint them. Hits can make you hate it, where everybody's waiting for you to fall. You know, especially if they don't believe in your hit. You know, you might have a hit, but people were like, yo, this is garbage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is he on? I'm waiting for him to fail. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to prove yourself to other cats so that, you know, people don't just hate on you, you know, for no reason.
Which is horrible.
You know, there's a lot of artists nowadays, huh?
Which is horrible, you know. It's like their whole, it's like, I don't know why people just be hating like that. It's just, you know.
Oh, that's human nature.
Yeah.
Human nature. I mean, that's always been. It's not
yeah.
just, you know, it's not just with the, you know, 2010 or anything. It's just been, I mean, you know, you got to have critics. You got to have people that love you. You got to have fanatics. You got to have haters.
Yeah.
You got to have people that are going to be like, you know what, it's, you know, it's not better than what it was back in the day.
Yeah.
Everything back in the day was better.
Better. Exactly.
And guess what they said back in the day? The elders of back in the day said everything was better back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it don't matter what's going on today. Everything is always better back in the day. I had to realize that too. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I call that curmudgeonry. When everything was better back in the day. That's just because you're old and now you don't hang out and do things you used to do. So everything was better back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you a curmudgeon.
Well, you know, I see some people on the line. If you're interested in talking, all you have to do is just press 1, and I will open your line up. Other than that, don't want to make the mistake of doing that. So just press 1 if you want to talk.
Wave your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Don't care, yes. The little hand will go up so I can see that you want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're going to go into one of your songs, and we're
okay.
going to do Black Woman Live. The one Sun Ryan lie.
It's going to be all right. The one Sun, LionRa,
yeah.
For those who. Yes.
All right.
Bring that in right here. All right, this one is called Black Woman. It's the last joint right here, y'all. I want y'all to help me out with this right here. My sisters. And yo, let everybody say love.
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 Say yeah. Love your mind, love your soul, rocks and stars, you go, baby. I know you stop a lot of driving people crazy, Black woman, beautiful, love your vibe, love your flow, rocks and stars, you go, baby. I know you stop a lot of driving people crazy, never pathetic, anything you want, you can get it, mentally competitive, secure in your aesthetic, sublime, shine fast, the school will shine, that's the shit I say, go, from head to toe, front to back, five times.
God is the same as dark as the sky. It's Bobby and you. You inspire me to write. You better believe that I appreciate the inner wisdom. Cause when you're disfiguring your death, it's always time to kiss them. Excuse me, miss. I mean, excuse me, sis. I heard your prophecy to be a bit. Could be the first of politics. I won't take up too much of your time. This one, see, it's time to say hello. You look like your business minded. I'm fine, Nick. What dream of love? So what's that you're reading? And what you're eating? High nutritional value. I see your value, your health. I see you have a high sense of self and no one else. Can duplicate, so to imitate like brother versus similar, and simulate. Though it's not similar, though they strategize to stick a pen to rhythm, tell them don't make your hate, just appreciate and celebrate. Natural, love your mind, love your soul, my sister, you go, baby. I know you shot a lot, lots of people crazy, black woman, beautiful, love your vibe, love your flow. I know you shock a lot, trying to keep you crazy. Black woman, natural, love your mind, love your soul. My sister, you go, baby. I know you shock a lot, trying to keep you crazy. I dig it. I see you walking in the sun, looking around, having fun with victory and your genitals at an open door. You know I can't help but to start so slow. I might as well confess and admit that I'm impressed by your effort, deep belief for what the dress shows. I wanna caress the hands and dance and just mind flow. So maybe sitting down and watch how your mind flows. It's easy though, and it's a wish to hit the same thing. From matching I have rapper one hat, rip the hearing so she knows me most. Still, totally lovely, but she's past super more than snow, see? Honey, you said spring to be a diva, but don't need a title because you're a natural diva. No need, no doubt, no praying, no pride. Won't you ever go to bed in this place? Don't make no lie, relax. So welcome and ask them to be a spice up. They lack what you have. That ain't right, but what's up, baby? I think we've made the corporation turning down the applications of all the natural vibrations. So faces that you look like they came for respect. But as you're earning and you're learning, you must have now respect. You're not a ticket head because you ain't all about the check. You'd rather live life bright than live reckless. Yours is a beauty that should never be wasted. So keep it real and do what's not under respect when they face it. When they face it. It's all about the black woman. Natural. Love your mind. Love your soul. My sister. You go, baby. I know you're talking about a brother. Everybody say love.
Let's do the cheering. You know, I got to do my little sound effects. I remember the first night I was sitting up here with Honest. I was sitting up there pressing all the buttons. She couldn't stand me.
There we go.
But anyway, tell me, what is your inspiration for this song? I don't think it's obvious.
I was looking at my dogs, and no, I'm joking.
shut up.
No, you know, what's so funny? I wrote that when I was at A&T. Went to Aggie Pride. Anybody from A&T?
A&T.
North Carolina A&T State University is North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro, North Carolina, home of the sit-ins, civil rights movement, and all that other good stuff.
Oh,
blue and
gold. So you kind of smart.
Yeah, I try. You know, that's where they got the drum line from and didn't give us credit on the movie.
Yeah,
wore the same
yeah.
colors, had the same outfit. But anyway.
Okay.
But, yeah, so A&T is a historically black college. And
okay.
I really like women. Really like black women.
Okay.
And so I was probably, as I do often, going through the whole, you know what, I'm so glad I'm black, phase, and just enjoying the sights and whatnot, and I'm a big fan of natural hair. I'm a big advocate of natural hair. So I used to write a lot of poems because I also do spoken word. So I used to write a lot of poems and whatnot about, my love for natural hair,
mm-hmm.
but I also had a disdain for permed hair, weaves, wigs, extensions, things of that nature.
Wow, just a big disdain?
To the point it made you sick? I'm different now, but I still prefer natural hair. So at the time, I used to write, like, these fiery poems about, you know, how bad it is to have weaves and whatnot in your hair and everything. And sisters used to get pissed, you know, like, you know, certain sisters would be like, yeah, you know. A lot of sisters, even if they had perms in their head, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. And then other sisters would actually really get upset, and also others would get, you know, sad and, you know, things of that nature. So one time I did this poem that, you know, was kind of coming at sisters with, you know, with weaves and fake hair and all this other stuff. And this other girl, she wrote a poem countering my poem. And
okay.
She was pissed. She was kind of angry. I was like, why is she?
I like to put chemicals in my hair and make it just a straight, bone straight.
I mean, I forget what, no, it was more like I am not my hair type thing, like, you know, why are you
doing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, I want my hair to look like a white woman. No, you know, it wasn't really like that. But so she was upset, right? And I was like, well, you know, maybe I don't need to go at the women that don't have natural hair. Let me celebrate the women that do.
Okay.
Let me do that instead. I don't need to, you know, because the whole thing is, you're not going to change anybody that really doesn't want to change their mind. So, you know, how about just talking about how you feel in a different way as opposed to, you know, going on the other side and like, yo, you shouldn't have that in your hair. How about just bigging up the people that you like?
Yes, focus on the positive, not the negative.
Exactly. So
you're
that's
so awesome.
Oh, thank you. You're awesome too. No, but, so that's how that happened, because I was enjoying my blackness, my black people, and so the cops are coming now. You hear that? Coming after me. No,
all right. Well, we know you're still in the hood.
That's right. But so I was enjoying, you know, my people. Period. And even when I do the song, truthfully, when I do the song in front of people who aren't black, they still dig it. And I also try to tell them, look, you know, you don't have to hate other races to love your race. I don't have to hate white folks to love black folks. Now, I do know that there's still a lot of racism and animosity, and there's a lot of history of animosity and racism, and I know there's a lot of undercover, this, that, and the third, you know. But that doesn't mean that when my love is not spurned, my love for my people is not promoted by my hate for anyone else. So when I do this song, I tell them, look, I love these. This is about my ladies. This is about my woman. This is about my people. This is about my family. I want you to sit back and enjoy it, and you can also apply it to your family. If you want to go home and change the word, the white woman, and you know, or Latino woman, or Asian woman, or Chinese woman, whatever, you know, in terms of whatever woman you want to put in there, it's cool.
Uh-huh.
This is about my family right now. You're at a window. You're getting a seat to, you know, how I feel. You're getting to see that. So it's not about you right now if you're not black.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's the way I present it too, because, like, you know, the best thing about being an artist is being able to do you. You know.
That's true.
And so, you know, sometimes I give people windows into how I really feel. Sometimes I, you know, do stuff for everybody and maybe make people think. And, you know, so that's how that song happened, though, because I was really, A&T is very, very black and very proud. And a lot of people there are very conscious, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I used to try to roll with people that were quote-unquote conscious, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about knowing where you come from. We're talking about knowing, you know, who you are. We're talking about red, black, and green, and red, gold, and green. And we're talking about, you know, knowing your history and that type of stuff. So that's another thing that's where I come from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not from the streets. I don't big up the hood and squalor and ghetto. And, you know, when they started making urban black, like urban and black synonymous, and ghetto and black synonymous, that used to piss me off. It still pisses me off. It infuriates me. You know what I'm saying? It makes me pissed. I really get pissed off at that. Because black and ghetto are not synonymous. There are black people who live in the hills. There are black people who live in the country. There are black people who live very well. There are black people who, you know, live near the sea. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And ghetto is
ghetto
for everybody, whether it's anywhere
anyone
from Jewish
to
Italian
right.
to You know what I mean?
That's right. So when they start talking about urban, you don't have to be urban, and black music doesn't have to be urban music. And that's the problem that we're dealing with now, you know? Because people always want to assume that if it's black, it's urban, or if it's urban, it's not good, or if it's black, it's not good, and, you know, all that other garbage. So I don't come from that. I come from celebrating my people. I come from love. I come from, you know, trying to find the positive way through things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I understand that, and that's good.
That's how things down over here.
So is this your first album, or you haven't finished? I know you said that you obviously haven't really been going at it hard because you want to put some things in place. But
yeah.
have you finished the album, or what do you have now? Or
okay, so the Black Woman song, that version that you heard is actually not for sale because the sample is not something that I can sell right now. That's MF Doom, who's a great artist. Love MF Doom.
Yeah, most deaf loves him. He was up on the, you can catch him on YouTube doing some MF Doom. So
MF Doom is he's his own dude in terms of he has his own lane in hip hop for real.
Really?
But that, yeah, he also sells instrumentals. So I bought that instrumental in a store. It was a bunch of instrumentals on a CD. I loved it so much that I started rocking Black Women to it back when I used to be with this crew called Squadzilla. And so everybody used to dig it when I used to do it live, so I just recorded it live. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so I play it on I can play it on radio, you know, because I'm a fella.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an exclusive, and, you know, make the interview, you know, real, and exclusive and whatnot. Now it's a collector's item. Now they got to listen to the interview because you only get to hear the song. You can't buy it. the actual
song.
Well,
it'll be archived so they can listen to it as much as they want. So.
That's right. But the actual Black Woman song is a different groove, and it's on the EP that I did a while back called Fire in the Sky, and on that is also this song called Hip Hop Changed the World, which I believe I you have that as well. So that's actually on the CD.
It must be the
HHCTW, right?
Yeah, because I was like,
it's a long title to be writing out those songs. So that's on there, and it's about my love for hip-hop and what hip-hop and when I came into the game and what I grew up listening to and, you know, what influenced me, kind of. And then there's a few other songs. There's a song called EQ Your Shit, which is just me, you know, spitting hot fire, if you will, and also kind of, you know, getting my little conscious thing on. There's a song called Keep It Live, which is me getting a little conscious crunk, you know, how, like, Dead Prez was like the first group I ever heard do that crunk style, like that dirty style.
Yeah, you know, and you know what?
Yeah,
and I love, and they do it with a live band. What's that song they got that's rocked out?
It's bigger than hip hop.
It's all about hip hop.
Yeah.
I just love that song, man. That's like never gets old. Isn't it like 20 years old or something? I'm not sure.
Oh, it's old, yeah.
No, it's been for a while though. That's been a while. I remember, that song has been out for a while, like 7 years or something.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
I don't think Death Prez is 20 years old, so it can't be that old.
Well, I'm joking.
Oh,
I'm over exaggerating. Hello.
I'm so sorry. You gotta add some badum bump to that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Nah, but so yeah. I have that song, and then there's another song called Tonight. I think it's either called Tonight We, and it's just a song. It's kind of like it might make you go running. It might make you go jogging and whatnot to hear this song because it's real, real busy. But it's an EP, so, you know, I wanted to just kind of put something out there because people kept asking me, you know, where's your product?
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't have any. I was like, ooh. You know, so I finally got myself together to get into the studio and get some stuff done, and then found out that, dude, you need to get some of your basic stuff in place before you start putting all this music out there. You know, my stuff was copyrighted already, and for folks, hey, you guys, everyone listening, it's copy, R-I-G-H-T-E-D, write it, not written, copyright it. Okay, so anyway, we're gonna keep it moving. So
not copy, copywritten.
No, baby, because it's It's copy, R-I-G-H-T-E-D, righted. Number.
Why you gotta be so complicated?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
If Bush can make up his own words, so can I.
Oh, wait, why are you trying to be like Bush, though, for real? Is that who we're patterning ourselves after?
I'm just as important as the president.
the former president. Wait, Bush ain't president now, is he?
Man, the former president, but...
This 2010, girl.
Look, when you get into that position, you can have Secret Service for the rest of your life. Please, you're always important. You know what I mean? That's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a never-ending thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into that position, you always got to watch out for your life, which is some crazy shit.
The views held by Persia are not necessarily the views held by the ones online raw on this George Washington. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. Throw a shoe at him.
You ain't got a hold on views. This is the whole point about it. You call up here and you talk about the stuff that you want to talk about. But anyway,
that's
I want
George
to know what made you get into hip hop? Was you like just rhyming and stuff?
Wow.
Were you doing poems like in fifth grade?
Wow. Okay. So, well. My father is a musician. My father and my uncle.
Your father and
your
uncle? Okay.
Yeah, my father and my father and my three uncles are musicians. And they had a group, and still have a group actually, called Mandrill.
Manzo?
Mandrill. Like you ever see the ape, like Rafiki?
Mandrill? Are you serious? You're related to them?
Yeah, I would never get online and, like, play myself like that and not be serious. I'm definitely serious.
I'm looking you up right now.
Family business. Ladies and gentlemen, Persia is challenging
you
me
gotta, I ain't
on
never
my
seen,
lineage.
I got to see your daddy. I got to look at your pictures. I don't think I have a seen pictures.
Hilarious. You can go
no,
look.
I'm
here's the easiest,
no, I'm
here's
too,
the easiest
I,
thing to
I
do.
I know who I – listen, son, I saw it before. I know what it is.
Okay, well, here's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
You go to YouTube, right? You type in West Oak Lane Jazz Festival 2008. At the West Oak Lane Jazz Festival 2008, you will see Mandrill and myself rocking on stage.
That don't mean nothing. That just might have meant that she was just rocking with them on stage.
That's true. And I'm flattered that Mandrill is so dope that you feel that I'm going to lie to you. That actually makes you feel good. That's kind of dope. So that's what's up. Yeah, I'm lying about Mandrill.
They
so,
might
yeah,
just like you. Are you like an adopted son, or that's like really
right,
the
right,
thing?
Right. That's really my father. My father is the if anybody knows about the arrangement, my father is the conga player, and he also plays the trumpet. My uncle Rick is the saxophone player, who also he plays some drums as well, but he plays sax mainly, and they all sing.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle Carlos is the one who plays. He plays the most instruments. He's like the lead singer for the most part, and he plays the timbales. He plays flute.
I'm trying to get me some of them. Them timbales are expensive, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
You want a set? It's like $1,000.
Say word.
I'm getting them though, man.
You need the timbales? You need the Sheila E. on?
Yes. I used to play the drum set a little bit, but the thing was I was so mad because. You know how you go to practice and rehearsal. When you're a kid, you don't know what you're supposed to learn on a drum pad.
Right.
So I'm like, man, I was like, I want to play the fucking drums. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? They got me sitting up here, keep playing this pad, and you go through, now do the, all right, so I get, like, when am I going to be able to play on something?
You
want to
rock
you know?
Now.
I want to rock now, you know what I mean? So because of that, it was like I'm trying to be Sheila E. Like,
nice.
And I begged and begged because what happened was I was in middle school. So I went to
mm-hmm.
college, and, you know, they got mm-hmm. the band and all. Everything is like house is like a whole world within that in the wall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to play drums. Cause first I went to piano, but they only accept like four people. That was all
mm-hmm.
I was thinking. So then I was like, I want to play drums. He's like, well, you can't do that right now. You got to wait till next semester. So I was like, fine. He's like, well, you want to play the flute? I was like, I don't play no daggone flute. Do I look like a flute person? You know
wow.
What, I
mean?
So,
what does
I,
that
I,
look like?
Huh?
What does that look like anyway? Like, is your lips always pressed together or something? Like, you're ready to play or something?
I don't know what a flute person is like, but I damn sure know I'm a flute person. Like, I'm just like, whatever. So anyway, I played the flute for like that semester, and then I begged, I was like, please let me play the drums. So got to the drums, and what, they pull out this freaking drum pad. So I'm like, all right, playing the drum pad. And it's like every week the same thing. It's like, I don't play no daggone drum pad. When are we going to get on the drums? When we finally got on the drums, I was just as happy as can be. But then you go back to the drum pad. And I was like, you know what, fuck this. I can't do this. Like, it drives me crazy. Because the only place the drum set was in the studio. And obviously, I couldn't even go in there on my free time just to play on the drums. Like, I would have been just all over the drums. I couldn't play on the drums. And then I was in the band. I played the triangle, the cymbals, and the gong. You know, those are my instruments. I had, like...
You should have stayed with the triangle, girl. That's money. I'm definitely joking.
Exactly. Joking. No, but I didn't have a problem. I like playing the cymbals. You know, that wasn't bad. Even though everybody was, you know, ragging on me, but I liked the cymbals. I thought they were cool. I was loud.
You get to play every five songs. You get to hit the cymbals every once every five songs.
Well, no, the song that they actually picked was like a big band song, so. I was definitely playing the cymbals. I was playing the cymbals, so. Yeah, I probably hit them things at least 10 times in the song, so it was cool.
Nice.
And then I had the big gong at the end, so, you know, I ended it off. So I was
nice.
I was cool with that. You know
Mandrel,
what I mean?
Mandrel could have hired you. They use a gong.
Well, you
they
need
do.
To talk to your daddy for me then.
I'll
be the tambourine girl.
Because
you came up with a musical family, do you sing yourself or do you play any instruments?
I grew up playing the trumpet. I grew up playing the trumpet / cornet, because I actually own a cornet, which is, you know, it's a trumpet, but it's like rounded, you know what I mean? But I grew up playing that all through grade school and high school. I was in a Latin jazz band and whatnot.
What made you pick that instrument?
Because my father plays on it.
You said what?
I mean, I want to be like my father plays on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to be like my dad, you know?
All right, what's his name?
My dad. No, no.
I mean, I didn't know.
I was asking.
Just asking, you know? Okay.
Yeah, you know, questions. No. So, no. I wanted to be like my father, of course. So,
okay.
Played trumpet and didn't really practice after the fanfare and all the, you know, the adoration and whatnot, because when you're in school and you're playing the trumpet, you know, people know, because you got to carry the case around and whatnot, and you're walking around with your trumpet case and things. If I could, I would walk around with it out of the case if I could have, you know what I'm saying, like walk around with a trumpet in my hand like Bleak, like I was in Mo' Better Blues or something. But, so, you know, I was also rapping. When I was in high school too. So rapping seemed to get me more love.
Attention,
yes. And also
and girls.
Words. I get girls though. You know what's so funny?
You always got girls because your daddy was from Mandrel, right?
No.
This is a nasty name right there, Mandrel.
Mandrel, right? Yo, you are funny. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see where this woman's head is? She has... Wow, Mandrel.
Come on, now, that's back in the day anyway, so you know that's probably why they named themselves that anyway. Yeah. Mandrel.
But also there's an actual baboon named Mandrel. It's the one with the
They ain't named themselves after no. It was not about the bamboo. It was about the Mandrel. That was
See,
what it was
if
about.
I had my pops call up here, you know, let you know what the deal is. But the story goes that Mandrel, the name Mandrel, was chosen out of a hat. All the musicians came up with names because, you know, you have to have a name for your band. So they put them in a hat. And
uh-huh.
They just kept pulling out names, and the name Mandrel stuck with them, probably because of what you said a little bit, but also it's a real thing. It's a real animal. And it's an African animal. It's an animal from I think, Central Africa. But it's an African animal, so that's big, right? Now you got an African animal that's even deeper. Also, it's a communal animal. It's an animal that runs in packs.
Uh-huh.
Mandrels run in packs, you know, and you have alpha males and things of that nature.
This is such a good cover-up. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it'd be different if I named it, but this is the story that I was told, you know. So,
yeah, because remember you was up on Facebook sitting up there talk about give another name for all types, your body parts, exactly.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about one of my statuses?
Yes, your status is
hilarious.
Yes.
So somebody said mandrill?
No.
Oh, you said mandrill. Oh, okay. I'm going to say what?
I should have said mandrill. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Well,
that
would
have been a good one. Yeah,
that's
but you know, for, they just wanted to have something that had a double entendre, just what they
the double entendre, yes, yes.
Yes,
no, but, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the whole, that side of it was a, you know, part of it too. You know, why not? You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
all, it was all dudes. It was all dudes.
Yeah.
It's still all dudes. It's usually, I think they've had women accompany them like once or twice just for songs, like in studio. But it's always
yeah.
been dudes. So, yeah, mandrill, I mean, why not? But no. As far as me growing up, no one knew that my father was a mandrill when I was a kid. Like, you know, especially the kids, my peers didn't care. Nobody knew about that. You know, that happened when I moved to Philly. And I moved to Philly because I was doing shows with mandrill, and I saw Philly, and Philly looked really nice. And I was like,
uh-huh.
you know what? I'm tired. I was down south. I was in North Carolina, right? So I was like, you know
yeah.
what? I'm tired of living down south. So I want to come up. I wanted to live in New York, but at the time my money is not New York money. So I'm like,
yeah.
well, let me, you know, see what's good with Philly. And then I saw, when I came to Philly, I saw black folks on the walls, on the murals and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I'm
mm-hmm.
like, wow, they got black people on the buildings. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I've never seen anything like that before in my life. This is dope. You know?
Okay.
I'm like, you can't tell me that black folks don't have some kind of power in the city. When they're on the buildings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
don't just put
yeah.
black people on the buildings for nothing. Like, yeah, let's just put black people on there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really cool. And then I happened to be in Philly during Unity Day when, man, we performed at Del East. I forget how long ago this was, but it was one of the Unity Days, but Mandrill just happened to be performing at the Del East. So we had a little time off, and I went around, and I was like, first of all, Unity Day, dope concept.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I haven't ever been to a place where, you know, they shut down a whole crazy boulevard and whatnot for black folks. You know,
yeah.
this is when, you know, they shut down all of Ben Franklin Parkway and whatnot, and it's, you know, black folks celebrating being black. I was like, this is dope. I said, I can live in Philly. And,
okay.
you know, so lo and behold, I came and lived in Philly back in 03.
Well, I figured they would be doing all types of things like that down south. Because it's so segregated, y'all can't do nothing but...
Well, some parts of the South aren't necessarily segregated.
Mm-hmm. It's an understanding.
No. Truthfully, the funny thing about down South is you got more people mixing it up than anything.
Yeah.
You know, because probably for so long it was taboo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing sexier than some taboo love. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say sex and love mixed up. It's about to sound a little crazy out of my mouth, but...
Yeah.
Nothing sexier than you shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean?
All right.
So
well,
they mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, so they you know, pairing up like it's no tomorrow sometimes down there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Whatever. You love who you
yeah.
love.
Basically, right?
That's real.
Well, let me get to some people. Some people put their hands up. People want to talk.
I see you, like they say in Avatar.
Yes. All right, well, we're talking to 302-521. You're on the line. Hello. 302-521. Okay, there. They must got something going on. Okay, now we're going to go to 901-475. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? How you doing? Who's on the line? Who's this?
I'm good. This is Static from the group Dark Side.
All right. How you doing? Yep, they just contacted me.
Yeah.
Today through Facebook, I heard some of their music. It was good. You got something with Flowetry, right?
Yeah, let's start from scratch. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell a little bit about yourself, where people can find you at.
You can find everything that you really want to get in. If you want to get in contact with us, listen to music, anything that got to do with us, you can find it at www.darksidemusic.com, M-U-Z-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one word. Yeah, everything's there. Videos. We doing this thing called The Journey too, where we pretty much like videotaping us like day to day, you know what I'm saying, on our grind to try to get to the top, you know what I'm saying?
So your own reality show.
Basically. And a new episode comes on every week. So check that out.
Well, that's good. How long have you been doing the show?
We started, it's 4 episodes up now. We started like the middle of last month,
mm-hmm.
I would say. Yeah.
That is good. How many people are in the band?
Just 2. It's me and the other guy named Mr. Flo.
He's right here.
Yeah, shout out to the family. Hey, what up? How y'all doing? It's Mr. Flo. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me, Mr. Flo at Twitter, MrFlo@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and where are you guys located? You sound like you got an accent. I didn't get a chance. I just saw you stuff today, so I didn't get a chance to find out where you're from.
Hello?
Yes, where are you guys from?
We're from Covington, Tennessee. Yeah, but
oh, wow.
We're like,
this is long distance here, okay.
Yeah, but we're originally from Michigan, and our music can kind of put that we're not from down south, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So how did you hook up with Flowetry?
That was a sample. Yeah, it was a sample.
Okay. Yeah, you called me. You called me right before the show, so I can only listen to part of it.
Oh.
But all right.
Yeah. It was,
no,
I
no,
wish
it's
I got cool. in touch with him.
Sorry, it's no problem, babe. So next time, look more at your stuff, and then. You know, and then probably have you on as a co-host.
We'll love that. We'll love that. Exposure.
All right.
That's what we're
All
looking
right.
for right now.
Thank you, babe. Well, calling from Tennessee, what's your names again?
Static and Mr. Flo, the group is Dark Side. And you can find us at www.darksidemusic.com.
Right,
what is making it to the top?
Huh?
They said something about making it to the top. What's making it to the top for them?
Thank you, babe.
For me, making it to the top, success, I mean, I can only speak for me. I can't speak for Mr. Flo. But for me, success is, like, exploding, you know what I'm saying, outside the music industry, like, into culture, like being, like, a cultural phenomenon or something like that, you know. Being bigger than what I thought I could be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much as being famous. To me, it's just being a voice, you know what I'm saying, like a storyteller in the world, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Flo, what's success?
Mr. Flo, what's success?
Well, for me, you know, being successful, my opinion is, you know, to be something out of myself, you know, not sitting around trying to make a difference so other people can, like, look at me and see me, and other kids and other people my age can look around and say and be influenced, you know, look up to me, stuff like that. So that's my opinion
kind of,
on being successful.
What kind of music do you guys do?
You said what kind of music I'm into?
No, what kind of music do you guys do?
Rap music.
What would you consider? Like, you know, just a thousand different ways to do rap music nowadays, right?
Yeah, like we versatile, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so what? What's the difference between, are you both from Michigan?
Yeah.
So how's Michigan different from Tennessee?
Michigan is way different from Tennessee. I came down here, couldn't understand what nobody was saying.
So have you found it easier to live in Tennessee or easier to live in Michigan?
Well, really it depends on where you at, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because Persian was just talking about it being segregated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that to be the truth down there?
No, not really. I mean,
not really.
But
they're
not really down. They like in the middle of the United States.
Oh, Tennessee?
Yes.
Tennessee,
it's not
but you know
down.
Maryland.
That ain't south south. That's like over.
Maryland is south. Maryland's below the Mason-Dixon line.
No,
yeah,
it's not segregated. No.
Okay.
No, at all.
Yeah,
that's some geography going on here. Now I'm about to pull up the map.
Look up. All you have to do is Google is Maryland below the Mason-Dixon line, and you'll find that Tennessee is below that. So, yeah, they're
downtown. Tennessee is below that. Well, I think it's still over. Like, it's kind of next to Maryland. So, it's still more towards the middle.
Hey, man, I ain't going to lie. Look, Tennessee is not the spot I would choose to be at, though. You know?
Hey, man, don't look. Don't get your town mad at you before you blow up.
It ain't my town.
Exactly. You better represent everybody.
You better, yeah, represent, they're going to see you at the next open mic. No, but I was going to say, there's nothing wrong. Being down south is not really, you know, it's what you make it. Wherever you live is truly what you make it, because we have the internet. You have everything that you need to get any kind of knowledge or any kind of appearances, or, you know, you can find out so much stuff now in an instant,
mm-hmm.
that there is no place that you should be living if you have a computer that you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So at one point in time, you know, people used to talk stuff about the South and, you know, how bad the South was and education and whatnot. But right now, there shouldn't be any problem for anybody to get educated on everything. You see?
Yeah, it depends on if you focus on it, like you said.
The drive, yeah. Depends on the drive, how you feel. That's what's up. So do you guys care to spit something now or what?
You said what?
You want to spit something now?
Spit something now? You going to put me on the spot like that?
I mean,
yeah.
Here's the thing. The way that I was, you know, I'll spit something for you. Right? You spit something. It's not a battle. It's just we chilling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, spit something. You don't have to be freestyle. It can be written. It can be one of your favorite lines, whatever. One of your favorite verses.
Well, you know, I'll spit anything. Well,
cool.
I'll spit something a little positive. I take a journey through my life and realize what I got. A lot of people say what is, but what is, what's not. And they sit in there and tell me, yeah, slow, that's hot. Trying to make sure I stay true on every spot. I'm not sitting here wishing. Everybody sitting, everybody got a mission. Want to be a doctor or maybe an assistant. No, I'm not chilling behind the ignition. It's not about the fancy cars. It's not about being stars. We got other stars that shoot in stars, but it's about who we are, and I'm out.
Say word.
Okay.
And this was this Mr. Flo?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about your people?
All right. Steady. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yo, you want to spit something, family?
Yeah, I spit something. Okay. Let's see.
Subtract me from you and get the difference. No matter how your math is, I'm different. Exclamation, I said that with emphasis. And y'all some simple niggas, picket fence. Yeah, now put the period on the sentence. I promised the page to be a little different. Ever since I popped the clutch and upshifted, all I know is commas and digits. Damn, they never diminish. I'm appealing, but don't appeal to your opinions. Nigga, what? Please, say that shit for the pigeons. Yeah, I'm on some fly shit, shitting on pigeons. So you can't look me in the glasses. We insensitive, but hip-hop is our passion. Just us four is fantastic, and we do this shit drastic.
Give me your name again.
Static.
That's what's up, Static. That was dope. Wait, did you say you can't look me in the glasses?
Yeah.
You can wear glasses, family?
No, I'm talking about my shades because I'm up so high you can't look me in the glasses.
Nice. That's what's up.
Like
see,
that.
Look, when I talk to MCs, you know, rappers, and all rappers aren't MCs and whatnot, but
yeah,
when
true.
I talk to MCs and whatnot, you know, I ask them, you know, you want to say something? It's not a big deal. If they say no, that's real. You got to take that. It's not like, oh, you know. I just wanted to hear what you were going to say. You say yeah,
uh-oh.
You say no.
No, I mean, you can put me on the spot anyway. I'm going to deliver, man.
That's real.
That's
real.
Do.
But, you know, that's how it's going to go.
But I do agree with that statement that you said that all rappers aren't MCs, and I don't like to classify myself as a rapper. I like to say I'm an artist.
Yes, and you know what? And that's beautiful because, truthfully, there's a whole bunch of different art and different ways you can express yourself with
right.
your art, and why limit yourself to just rap, you know?
Right. You got
so.
It. You got it.
So, yeah, I said I told Mr. Flo I was going to say something if he said something. So, here we go.
Okay.
Somebody's watching me rock well. I'm settling the score like Y. Kleppel and Proswell. Rhyme so far from the norm that I might as well. Heat and job secret like a creature in Roswell. But if I didn't let out the beast in that might spell. Disaster for future MCs, it's only like 12. So I'ma ring the alarm in the school bell. Celebrate as if I was drop a cool bell. Now don't you gel or let your blood pressure swell. I run DMC to thinking he raised in hell. Redefine, lead the blind in more ways than braille. Keep defined, meet the rhyme in no ways to tell. Free the mind, life, truth, and always prevail. But some space, so afraid they wear shades of the veil, so that you can't really tell if they fresh or they stale. We don't feel them fucking stripes. Send them back to jail. All right.
Hey, you killed that shit.
We have fun, man.
Hey, so do you got any music I can go check out? I mean,
okay, well, my joint, you can go to Reverb Nation, search for the One Son Lion Ra. And that's THEONESNLIONRA. And you can listen to snippets of the joints that I have for sale. You know, I got them for 99 cents like everybody else.
Okay.
But you can check them out.
Speaking of that, our debut single is going to be dropping sometime in January. So everybody be on the lookout for that. It's called Do It Big.
Nice.
Yeah.
So also, I think Kurt's going to play another joint of mine, so you can hear the whole thing.
Are you ready to play it? Is somebody else that finally put their hand up? So let's see if I'm not going to get that air again.
Let's talk to people.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in,
Static. Mr. Flo, appreciate it, y'all.
No problem. Thank you so much.
All right. Yep. All right. Let's see. 267-586. God. They hung up. Anyway.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Hello?
How you doing? Be quiet, Ra. Who is this?
Oh, this is Kia, a.k.a. The Truth Teller.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey,
you were supposed to, you did the show with Honest last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't much, but, you know, it was a lot.
I've been dealing with her for the past month.
Okay. Oh, so you got a show on Philly Sound as well, or?
No, I just been helping her out.
Okay.
That's it.
So what's up with you, girl? You gonna answer the topic today?
I really ain't got an opinion about that one. Like, that's not the first for me.
So are you successful right now?
No, right now, you know, I can say I'm successful because I finally got a house and moved out where I was.
Now, do you rap?
Okay, one at a time. Who said what?
Do you rap?
Yeah, I got to sit up here and shut up when Ra is on the phone because he talks. I love it. It makes it easy for me.
I was just asking, are you a performer?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, because you said your name is Kia, the truth teller, right?
Yeah, that's my show name.
Yeah, that's my show. So you're a radio or a radio hostess, is what you're saying?
Yeah, just a temporary filling.
I'm
going to
say, you just walk around, I'm Kia, the truth teller, and you don't have to perform, that's just your name, right?
Well, to bring Ra up to speed, basically, Honest Fire has this blog talk, which is on her page, it's called Philly Shine Radio. And basically, that's what I'm under. So my show is called Persia's World under Philly Shine Radio. And
nice.
She has her show under Philly Shine Radio. So, you know. When does your show air, anyway?
It's sometimes 11, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
I leave, you know. I don't know. I haven't checked the schedule.
I've been busy moving.
I know the show. You don't even know what's coming on.
Because I've been busy moving.
He's telling the truth. He's here, the truth teller.
Look,
what,
I just moved into a house. Look. See, I'm trying to be good because I'm raw. I'm trying to be good.
Be raw, girl. Get raw. Get down and dirty.
No, Ra, don't let Ra fool you. He can get just as nasty. He just don't want to probably try and do that. He's trying to keep up his good sugar-coated image right now.
No. I'm the truth teller because I tell it like it is, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Then you called on my first night, though, didn't you? And you was talking about sex with me, right?
I think so. Uh-oh. No. I was on the phone with Honest when I never called in on your show.
Okay. First time I called in. Because it was another girl, because I asked Honest, it was supposed to be like five of us or something. I think only like two or three of us are still doing shows underneath her right now. But one of the girls called in, and she was just all about sex. I was like, geez, all right.
She was with a man while she was talking to you, huh? Huh?
She was with a man while she was calling.
Probably was.
Yeah, basically.
We had one where somebody looked like they was having sex on the phone.
They have a different idea of what being on top means.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the show about then?
Like, well, this is still to be honest, spotlight, you know, I'm just, you know, filling in as co-host for a little bit, you know, helping her out. But the show is, you know, they showcase artists. You know, we have Artist Appreciation Day every month. We're trying to promote at Mill Creek Tavern.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, I'm just, like, behind the scenes. Like, really, my smoke detector going off in the middle of the show?
That's because this interview is hot.
Oh, I see it. 1 second, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to turn you off.
All right, go
ahead. This interview is hot.
Okay. Whew, I had to turn it off. I hate
that
when
it is.
Yes, I can't stand when the thing. Let me see if she turned it off now. Hello?
Yes,
I can't stand when the interview gets heated like that.
Because I was hearing it in my ear. It was, like, killing me.
Yeah. I got to get ready to go because, you know, the kitty is still up and he's, you know, he's talking, calling me and all in the middle of the show. I can't really do what I want to do.
Nice.
right, ain't that
crazy?
Well,
thank you for telling the truth.
Mine's crazy.
He wanted to watch the Becky just for the fighting.
Seriously.
Playing games. I am a fighter. I'll fight a man in a minute.
Yes, what they all say.
I will fight a man in a minute. I don't give
nice.
Two shits. She says in the bucket, fuck it. I will knock
Uh-oh.
A man out in a minute. If
wait,
I
where's
fight
your child?
I'll pick something up and hit you.
Where's your child? Did you say your child was right next to you?
No, he upstairs. He was just calling me.
Oh, okay. She went off for a second.
Oh, no, right? Man.
Turning the ODB same on a nigga.
Surround and run game with a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Run game. Run game.
Uh-oh.
I was
going, Persia said that part.
I was finishing. He was rapping. So I was trying to rap. From the Wu-Tang Clan. Don't you remember that?
Persia, you scared?
No.
I wasn't saying nothing. I was just trying to do the rest of the ODB verse.
That's what I'm saying. I was finishing the OZ Beavers.
Hey. That's between you and the truth teller. I have nothing to do with that part.
Whatever.
Y'all handle that.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? He's trying to check us and shit. Exactly.
That's a funny thing that women do.
I throw you under the bus like that, though.
Under the bus.
Under the bus, between the bus, around the bus.
That's a funny thing that women do. Women
what?
Say, no, he didn't. What is that? Like, it just happened. Yes, I did. What's the no he didn't about?
You know
tell
what? Stop trying to get, you know what, Rob? Stop trying to get tough over the phone. You know
over
what
the
mean?
Phone. I got phone
over
muscles.
Over the phone. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
phone
muscles. Exactly. You're a phone bully. Just no, exactly. Next time I see you, right in your jaw. Let's stop it.
I'm a cellular gangster. I'm a cellular gangster.
Ooh. All right, let's get back to the topic.
You might want to start with, like, hitting brick walls and first where you aim for my jaw because you want to start soft and then go hard. See what I'm
saying? Hey, Persia.
Yeah.
He's going to hit you with a bite. Phone
yeah,
dog.
I'm
going
to hit you with a number two and a pound sign.
Oh, God, whatever.
He's going to pound you twice.
He's going to pound me twice.
Up, easy.
Zach, this is my show. Stop trying to make fun of me right now. This is not good.
This is not sex talk either. Not pounding anyone twice.
Why can't it be sex talk?
Because I am not single.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Well, just because you have sex talk don't mean that you're going to be sitting up here banging us or something.
No. I don't do that. I chill. Good.
Right, well, see. Well, you know what? It's so nice that it's two good men in this world, all right? So she's a lucky woman. But anyway, let's get into one of your songs.
All right.
And when we come back and we get into the topic.
That's
so this song is
HCTW.
And
this is the acronym for what?
Hip Hop Changed the World.
Did it really change the world?
Yes, it did.
All right, well,
because
we'll talk about
that. If you think about it, all right.
Right.
celebrating the genre of hip-hop and where I came into it, you know what I'm saying, where I started really getting influenced and whatnot. And, you know, and it has changed the world because you have people like Jay-Z who are able to contribute money to Fela, the musical, and own the basketball team. He wouldn't be able to do that without hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, Russell Simmons is a, you know, still a major figure in hip hop, and he, you know, has, and all these guys with their, you know, their fashion labels and whatnot, and
mm-hmm.
you know, like Q-Tip said, black men getting paid doing what they like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that people use a lot of hip hop slang, I say that in the song, in the last verse, that people use a lot of hip hop slang. Like I was watching Nightly News, I think it was the Nightly News or one of the one of those specialty news channels, you know, when they actually, like, have news after the news hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I heard someone use the word dissed. One of the actual, you know, news personalities used the word dissed. And I'm like, yeah, that's definitely hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And probably he got it because he heard hip-hop so much or whatever, you know, he heard people using it around him so much, but that's because hip-hop spread those terms around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you the man. What's the dealio? You know, you dissing me, you trying to play me, you know, things like that. That's hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, as silly as it seems.
So remember Bling Bling? That was
right. Oh, that was big. I'm about it. You know, you about it, are you about it, I'm about it. You know what I mean?
Yo, why was I somewhere and somebody wrote a book about it? It was like the evolution of the word bling bling or something, or the evolution of bling bling or something. It was like kind of like a kid's book or something. It was real cute. So they started out, you know, they got like little Wayne all them shouting it,
mm-hmm.
and then it moved to everybody saying it, that's obviously the kids, and then it
mm-hmm.
moved to like black adults saying it,
mm-hmm.
and then basically the death of it was when like a white, like, debutante starts saying it.
Well, actually, white kids were saying it probably before black adults.
Well,
because white kids,
I'm not going to, don't nitpick me right now. I'm just saying.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I don't have the book in front of me.
Where's the
truth
teller at?
She said she had to take care of her son, so.
Oh, no, yeah, that was true.
But other than that, the whole evolution, I forgot which way it went, but obviously all over the media, and then when you got like an old white woman saying it, then that's the death of it.
An old white woman. You said
yes.
Debutante.
Well, I try to be nice about it, but that's basically what it boiled down to, okay?
Old white debutante, huh?
Yeah.
Hilarious. No,
but,
that's cool. But yeah, hip-hop changed the world because, I mean, it was, there was a time when people didn't like hip-hop. In terms of no one thought it was going to last. They said this is garbage. It's not music. We can't do anything with it. You know, and look what it's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it definitely changed the world. I mean, everyone, there are rappers all over the world now. If that's not changing the world, then nothing has changed the world.
I think it made it easier for people that didn't have a natural voice. That's
why. You don't have to sing.
Yeah, you don't. All you got to do is talk.
Mhm.
And it has to just basically have a nice flow and just don't say crazy. Well, you can say crazy ass words as long as it works for what you got to do.
Oh yeah,
but
the most beautifulest thing.
Yeah, and that's why it changed the world because now people can just talk over beats instead of singing. Because before, if you did not have a voice, you could not make it. You could not be a musical star unless you played an instrument.
Well, think about Jimi Hendrix. Think about Sly. Think about Bob Dylan. Think about you know, James. James Brown can sing, but he was like, okay, well, I'm getting the point with Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan, these guys, they don't necessarily have great voices.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, these are people who made their music because they wanted to make their music, right? And so, no, I don't believe you have to have a great voice. I believe that in 2010 and before that, a little bit before that, we have messed music up to the point where a lot of people, in terms of, and I'm not even talking about, like, people in general, I'm talking about, like, what the media has led you to believe what good music is, the Apollo, things of that nature, where you have to be able to wail to get acceptance as a singer. You know what I mean? You have to be able to riff and wail and do all these, you know, tones
you do.
And harmonies. You
because
don't.
Because everybody can't do it, and that's what makes it special and God-given.
I hear what you're saying, but you don't have to do that to be a great singer. Because just like I said, think about Jimi Hendrix. Bubba Hayes, all in my breath. That's not, he's not wailing. You see what I'm saying? He's not hitting all, a bunch of high notes and whatnot.
Yeah,
you
somebody
know,
like Carole King, who had some of the best, Carole King with Tapestry, with one of some of the most sold records, and then the next person to top it after her was Whitney Houston. I mean,
okay.
That's crazy.
But,
you know,
and
he does not have a great voice. He doesn't.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying. So in 2010, and, you know, a little bit before that, you can, but you got to have some serious strength, inner strength and whatnot, and possibly lyrics and sound behind you to get away with not having a standard textbook beautiful voice. You see what I'm saying? Back then, people were more open when Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan and these guys were coming along because they liked to hear lyrics and they liked to hear music and they were open to different things. So, yeah, you know, Jimmy didn't have the greatest voice, but these guys were grooving to his sound anyway. And so his voice kind of came along with that. So it's like, okay, that's Jimmy. That's just who he is. Bob Dylan, you know, you know what I'm saying? That's not a, he's not singing, you know. And rock stars, that's the good thing about rock stars is that they, you know, they can sing without having great voices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was listening to Sting,
like
Rock
Korn.
Band. Yeah, right, Korn. I was listening to Sting singing Roxanne, and he was singing. You hear Sting straining his voice to hit those high notes. If you ever listen to Roxanne, he's like, Roxanne. He's straining to get that high note that because he wants to reach a certain note, but his voice won't really let him, but he's forcing it. You know what I mean? So it's funny to hear it because that's not the best singing. Like, the song is great. The song is a beautiful song. It has great melody and rhythm and whatnot going on in it. So as far as, hip-hop, yeah, you could have still done music without having hip-hop in the world, but it did make it more accessible to a lot of people who don't feel like they want to sing. And also, here's the thing about hip-hop. Rap has more lyrics in it per square inch, if you will, than any other music for the most part. You see what I'm saying? Because you got
that's because y'all
got to
make up for the fact that y'all don't have God-given voices.
No, it's not true because, I mean, a lot of rappers can sing. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill raps and she can sing. But here's the thing. Rap, you have 16 bars. What they're making up for the fact that they're not wailing. They're not stretching out notes. See, you could have a song and say, you know, one child, I want to go back to Sly again. That's in my head for some reason. One child grows up to be the kind of child you just want to burn. You know what I'm saying? So he just took, you know, 3 seconds to sing those, you know, 4 or 5 lyrics. Whereas if you were saying it, one child grows up to be the kind of child you just want to burn, you can do it, but chances are you're not going to be able to stretch out like a person saying, you know, la, 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 or whatever.
No, Mel Cohen. Rick Ross, he only said a couple words, especially all those down south baby. They'd be slow rapping.
Yeah,
like
slow rapping and all that, but you still, I mean, there's different ways to do it now and everything, but you can drag your words out. But it's like, okay, there's a song. Okay, just like this. Here you go. Stevie Wonder's As, right? The song As, A-S. And he's like, always, right? You can't do that and just talk that. You can't talk that. That's singing. Once you stretch it out like that, you're singing. So rap, if I want to take up the time, I have to say always, and maybe I can say always, 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 always. You see what I'm saying? But singing allows you to stretch out a word and then use melody. You see? So, yeah, you can slow talk as much as you want, but you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that always. You're not going to get that. Like Bilal, he does that, you know, with some of his songs. A lot of singers. So, I mean, singing is definitely its own thing, and talking is another thing. Now, people have sing-songy raps. You see what I'm saying? People have raps where they stretch out the words, or they slur the words, or they draw the words out. But it still will never do what a singer can do with words. Unless you start to sing. You know, you can mix it up. You can rap and sing and sing. You can rap and sing all in the same song.
Yeah.
You know, you can rap a few lyrics, sing a few lyrics. You can do that. But you're still singing.
Yeah.
You know? See, rap, because the word rap itself didn't come from hip-hop. The word rap was before hip-hop. That's why James Brown says it in
Give me my lesson. Give me my lesson.
That's what she said. No, but anyway, no. That's why James Brown says it. James Brown says it in the Payback, where he says, "I can dig rapping, I can dig scrapping, but I can't dig the backstabbing. I can dig rapping," meaning I can dig sitting down and talking about some stuff. You know, trading information. That's rapping. Rapping's been around since the 70s, and since the 60s, probably even the 50s. You know how things grow in the hood first, or grow in whatever little neighborhood, or, you know. So when somebody used to say, "Let me rap to you for a second," that's "Let me talk to you." You talk to somebody trying to get the rap with a girl, he ain't kicking rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's trying to talk to her. He's trying to, you know, give her a breakdown. He's trying to give her a lowdown. He's trying to, you know, tell her who he's about, what he's about, you know, maybe, you know. But he's trying to explain something. He's trying to get something through to her.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got the rap, you know what I'm saying? Let me rap to you for a second. So, but it was all talking. So then that's what rapping, so that when people started using that over breakbeats in the 70s, that's what it was. Oh, he's rapping over that right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's not singing, he's rapping. You know, listen up, y'all. This is how they used to rap back in the day. You know, listen up. We going to get on down. And
yes.
What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? So,
we're going to put it down to the ground. And,
you know what
I'm saying?
Everybody.
And do it again. This is how to get
ladies,
down.
If you want to drop a big Mercedes. Then when dudes will offer you to drive in there, you know, if you want to drive my car. If you want to drop a big Mercedes. Or if you had clean hair, and underwear, you know, that's so.
Exactly.
We bring that back. Throw your hands in there. We just don't care. If you got clean hands and underwear, everybody's there. Oh yeah.
Exactly. Just beautiful, good, clean fun. That's what hip hop was about, man.
No. I see, with more lessons. Let me tell you. Hip-hop has always had both sides. Hip-hop has always had both sides. It has always had a clean, like you said, good, fun side, and it's had a dirty side. It's just that people, again, you know, that nostalgia kicks in, that curmudgeonry, and everything was good back then. But a lot of cats don't understand that there was always, quote-unquote, garbage music, always music that you didn't want your mama listening to, that you don't want your kids to listen to now. There's a thing, I forget what it's called, it's like the alphabet. And these rappers will come out, A, B. And, you know, they but they using dirty words with all the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a song like that? I never heard that one.
Yes, I got to find it. There's a song like that. I got to find out the name of the song. Anybody listening?
Okay.
If anybody's listening, knows an old school hip hop song where they're doing the ABCs, but it's like live performance. You hear people screaming in the background from the crazy stuff that they're saying in this alphabet.
Like, saying A for ass, B for
cunt. Yes, exactly. But they don't say that. But they got dirty. They got dirty with it. So I mean, the whole thing is hip hop is always.
You should come out with something like that. That'll be fun.
I have a hip hop ABC song.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I rock it at shows. I can't rock it right now for the people though. It's not ready to be released on such a large scale. You know what I mean? But no, I do. I have, as a matter of fact, Well, I'm going to be over at, just for anybody checking, I'm going to be over at now I know the name of the place. I'm
okay.
On, Temptations, there you go. Temptations on Shelton and Wayne. We're doing spoken word. Conscious poetry is going to be going on with the brother Mark Papa Chop Beckett. If you're listening, shout out to Mark. We're doing that this Wednesday coming up at 7 o'clock. So be there or be square, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
That was fun. But I'll be doing strictly spoken word, actually. Shout out to Gerald. Gerald doesn't like hip hop in his venue. So Gerald's the owner. He doesn't like hip hop. I'm shouting you out, Gerald, just in case you're listening. Gerald does not like hip hop. I think that's corny, but I'm going to go there and do my spoken word. Nah, I got to say it. Stand up for hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't like hip hop, like all hip hop is the same. You know what I mean? But
we got somebody with their hand up. Let me get some.
Put your hand up. Maybe it's Gerald.
All right. 215-200. What's up?
Hey, beautiful.
Hey,
what's
how
up,
you Persia? Doing?
How you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm actually wonderful, rejuvenated, coming to check up on Persia's world. You know, say hi.
this is the fabulous Miss Honest Fire. I'm trying to get the hand claps, but, you know, okay, here we go. I got the screen now. I'm supposed to have, like, somebody helping me with all this to be a little better. Here we go. Honest Fire. This is
Thank
the
you,
wonderful
absolutely.
Lady who has basically been doing this for 2 years, you know, basically putting Philly and putting people on the internet radio and letting them shine. So
she told me
I need to sit up here and have a show. I said, girl, no problem. You know, I'm always here to support you, and you help us support me, so that's what it's about. This is, on the line with us tonight is Sun Lion Rock. So,
okay.
Where you at now?
I'm at the studio right now. I'm getting ready to go down to Mill Creek, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm addicted to Mill Creek. We love it there.
Yeah,
nice. For everybody listening and all over the world, Mill Creek is in Philly, Baltimore Ave. Do you ever get a chance to go? I think it's in Baltimore.
Chester Ave.
You ever get a chance to go there? It's a great venue. And Temptations is in Philly as well, in Germantown, for Shelton and Wayne. So if you're in town for some reason, if you're coming from Japan or Boston or Florida, come on through on Wednesday. And Mill Creek is going on tonight, right?
Yep, Mill Creek tonight.
So if you're flying in tonight, come on in and go to Mill Creek tonight.
Come on down. That's exactly right. Y'all showing off. I love it.
So what is success? What does being on the top mean to you? Success.
I guess
Anna's already a baller. She got everything she wants.
Yeah, you gotta just be happy, you know what I mean? Being happy with what you have, I guess you could call yourself successful. A lot of things you can. It's so many different measures of success, but definitely, you know, you're successful when you have what you want. You're happy. You got to be happy. That's pretty much how you can measure success. You can't measure success from haters. I've never been one person to do that. Like,
right.
I don't think that should even be a form of measurement. If
they hate too hard, they'll kill you.
They would never kill me.
Tupac and Biggie had haters.
I don't give a fuck. But yeah, you can't let them consume you. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't
That's
even.
That's right.
I don't,
That's
even
what,
pay
I don't, I don't, I don't want haters. A lot
I
of people say that you have a lot of haters, you know?
I just had this dirty girl texting my phone, like, did you get a college degree? I'm about to get a college degree. All this other dumb ass shit. I'm like, bitch, you must hate me because I don't even give a fuck about those type of things. Like, get a fucking life. Like, people try to compare and try to think that they're better than you or whatever, but those type of things are bullshit. Like, those type of things get a person slapped. Like, who really cares about the haters?
Yeah, but she just randomly text you that? Like,
you know, yeah, she was some bitch I don't like or whatever. Like, she's like mad because she's a fucking loser. And I'm like, I don't care about your bitch ass. And she's like, you don't even have a college degree. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, college degree don't mean you'll be successful when you get out. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like, don't try to even compare yourself to me. bitch, fuck out of here. Like, people crack me up, and it's like,
that's how you really feel.
Things
I'm
like
holding back.
And,
yes, I'm holding back.
He's funny. Holding back. Holding back what? No, ain't no holding back. It's just, you know what I mean? I just find it funny that is a form of, I guess you could say, when you get to a certain point, people just can't take you. They be like, man, fuck you. You ain't shit. But that doesn't mean that you're successful. I think that you can really find success in like a more positive light and just measure it by your happiness or whatever. You happy, you're successful. You ain't got what you want. You gotta go get that shit. I feel like going to get something that I want right now. go ahead and lay it. Be successful too.
Watch his back. Watch his back, Devin. Run, dude. No, I'm kidding. No. But the funny thing about it, like, check the flip side of the whole hater thing, right? How successful you can be when you're so successful that when people hate you, they become hated. Like, look at Stevie Wonder. You ever hear somebody say they hate Stevie Wonder?
Oh, no.
No.
Can you imagine? No, but can you imagine what would happen to a person that says they hate Stevie Wonder? Like, you hate Stevie Wonder? Like, I'm not even your friend anymore. For real. I'm not even your friend anymore. You hate Stevie Wonder? No, no. You got to leave.
That's only because he has a disability.
No.
Not really
Ali.
A disability.
No, not even.
Muhammad,
you know what? I'll
be like, are you serious? Like, you know, you hear about people saying certain things about a person, you're like, you must really be a loser. That's why most times when a person, I'm sure, even comes at me, one of my friends or one of my peers or my homies would be like, not honest, that's my homie. Like, keep it a bean. You know what I mean? Like, how in the world could you get upset about what she had to do?
It's like Muhammad Ali, though. Look at how, and he was beating people down, so he's the opposite of a disability at one point. You know what I mean? I mean, he has Parkinson's now, but at one point he was like Superman, you know what I'm saying? So to hate Ali, you're like, what? What's wrong with you? It's your life together. You hate Ali? Get out. You know what I'm saying?
I know, he didn't cripple his life so that he can entertain us. You can't
well,
be mad
I mean,
at a man like that.
I'm sure he didn't know that he was going to do that.
I'm sure he didn't know, but so you can't be mad at him.
It wasn't like, yo, Ali, you're going to get Parkinson's. All right, if you start this, you're going to get Parkinson's, so make a choice. You know, but, yeah, I mean, so there's certain people that you can hate, you hate them, you're like, well, I hate you now. You know what I'm saying? If you hate them, how do you hate on this person? But that's crazy success right there.
Yeah,
but, I mean, if MJ didn't have all the trouble with the kids, with that whole, you know, with the little molestation trials and whatnot, you probably wouldn't have really hated
him. Yeah, like,
you know,
leave him alone.
But
I was like,
no,
he was hiding. He said it right on TV. I speak with little kids.
Nah, that's not fine. No.
He said, right on TV.
But you know what?
But daddy's ain't wrong with having sleepovers, like nothing.
I cannot give points
just because
you're honest.
You know what's the worst part about that? You know what's the worst part about that? It's the fact that the parents are the ones that are giving the kids to Michael Jackson. You know what I mean?
Just feeding the kids.
Yeah, it's like, and repeatedly. A lot of
they're enabling his addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
They just wanted some money because he basically paid off everybody.
Well, I'm
you
not
know
holding
what I mean?
True. Because I don't know what really happened. I do know that
he was selling their kids for
microdosing touches. I thought that was real freaky. But what I had to do was separate the music from the man. I just separated the music from the man. I was like, I like your music, and as long as you ain't talking about little boys, we good.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I had to do it. Because I was like, first of all, you messed up with me when you changed your skin color. That was, you know, and your nose and whatnot. That's when I was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, and did you ever see him, like, did you see the movie when he's preparing for behind the scenes and stuff like that? Like, he just seems like he was a little, like, he was like an eternal kid. Like, he couldn't get mad or nothing. I was just like, you know, when you have stardom like that, you're definitely in a fishbowl. And I mean, watching like the movies and stuff. I mean, he really didn't have a childhood like that, you know. So, I think
he's
always trying to recreate
that.
Well, obviously, I mean, you're going to have a, you're going to, I mean, all, you take all your money and make a never, never land. I mean, obviously, you got some problems. You know what I'm saying? There's an issue.
Yeah, you know. But, well, I, oh, that's in the background. I was like, who's talking? I can't hear that.
I know, that's honestly, she's talking to people.
That's who?
That's honest. She's talk. She's up there talking to people. Anyway, she says she's at the studio. She's talking to people.
Nice. That's what, you do at the studio.
Yes, that's what you do.
You talk to people. Yeah.
Anyway, finish your comment.
Huh? No, no. I was just saying. You know. So I mean, the whole thing with Mike, you know, is I don't know about not having a childhood, because if you're a child, you have a childhood. I know that people say you have to be able to play in the grass. Like, he had four brothers to play with. Or five.
No, no. Every time they wanted to play, they were sitting up there singing. That's why they,
no,
the Jackson
that's
Five.
The footage that we, that's the footage you see. Every
that's
day was not that.
That he had his little mouth. He even dedicated a song to Ben.
Wait, so singing it makes you correct? Is that what we're doing now?
Yes. That was my song, though. I didn't know that it was for a rat.
She'll make her point by singing it after she says it.
How?
That was funny.
You don't have a childhood when you sit up there making songs about a mouse. Come on.
I'm going to say like this. He was always a little eccentric, as they say, or insane even, or a little offbeat. Because, first of all, to befriend a mouse that's running around in your house, that's extra. That's extra. I've had a mouse in my house before. I don't befriend them. And I, you know what I'm saying? No, you kill mice in your damn house. That means he was probably laying around in the droppings and whatnot, playing with the mouse, and the mouse crapping all over his damn house.
And then he killed it.
You feel what I'm saying? That's why
he
killed the mouse.
He was traumatized.
Traumatized. Right. You don't get traumatized about a mouse dying. So there were some things already in play in Michael Jackson's life that were going to dictate how he was going to behave as an adult.
No.
I mean, and then look at the rest of the family. I mean, everybody has cut their face up. I mean, what's the problem? Everybody, except for, I don't know, maybe their mom, I think their mom got a nose job too, didn't they? Didn't she?
Everybody got a nose job because nobody liked their nose.
What is that?
They did have
black
some big
people,
ass noses.
All black
so
people? No. Look.
They had some big
all
ass noses.
All black people, at the sound of my voice, I want you to understand, you better love the skin you're in.
Nah,
don't
I would have got a
nose. Your nose off because you're
you
messing
ever
around.
You see their noses? Their noses was fucking big as shit, man.
And check this philosophy out. When you get to see somebody's, quote-unquote, idiosyncrasies, abnormalities, or whatever, and they stay that way, you get used to it. There were people that probably thought Mike was, everybody probably thought Mike was beautiful as he was, but he didn't.
He was cute when he was small, but then he ain't growing to his nose. His nose kept getting
you're
bigger.
You're hilarious. Wasn't nothing wrong with Janet's nose?
Well,
there was nothing wrong with Janet's nose.
It was just something that they all wanted to do as a family. Okay?
That's right, you know. That's right. Let's all go get plastic surgery together. The family that cuts together stays together.
Exactly, and they all took care of each other.
God.
They all got you know, but the only thing, they took it too far. Like, how they got their noses was ridiculous. They should have kept it kind
of
black.
See? Now look at you. Now you're trying to tell them how to get it cut.
How
you going to be like, yeah, cut your nose because it's too big and black, but don't cut it too much?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with big and black.
Their noses
it's
were
just,
African. There was African noses
there. They were African noses, but I'm sorry.
That's
they
had
some
beautiful.
Big-ass
Mwah,
noses.
It's beautiful. No, African
no,
noses.
I'm about to write a song called
African Noses. Write a song. Call it African Noses.
No,
bro.
Their noses too big, man.
Nah, so I'm going to write a song about it
now. They cut it too much. They cut it down to like nothing, like they was like little tiny
that's
ass
a, that's
noses.
That's a risk,
they look crazy.
And that's why, that's right. And you see what happens when you mess with what you were born with and what you were given and what, you know, what God gave you and all that good stuff, is you mess around and you go too far and now you can't even breathe through it because, you know, messed up, you had a good thing going. He could breathe, he probably could have danced a lot more. He'd probably be okay right now because he would breathe through his big nose and his big nostrils. No, he cut his nose all down the small little holes on it and whatnot. He couldn't breathe. You know what I'm saying? I like Big Nose Mike. Big Nose Mike people stand up.
Well, you know, the thing is he hated his father so much he didn't want to look like his daddy. That's why.
I think he had some work done. He looks crazy. His father looks like Blackula. Joe Jackson looks like Blackula.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Mama Waldy Jones, Blackula, from back in the day? Looks just like Joe Jackson. It's insane.
I don't remember that movie. I have to look it up.
Got to go back in the days. Yeah, you got to watch Blaxploitation. Look up Blackula.
I know. I watched Coffee the other day, and it's so crazy because you watch it. It's like, they were just pulling titties out for no reason. It was just,
Wait. Let me correct you. There is never no reason to pull a titty out. There's always a good reason to pull a titty out.
Whatever. He was trying to cut the titty. Give me the. It's like, you know, they fighting. They got to pull the titties out. They're about to leave. They're pulling her titties out because they was coming to rob the house and beat the dude up. And just before he had to go find her big ass titties.
No. You have to understand. She had a 50 titty shot contract. Wait.
She had some big ass titties. I was like, damn.
I had to make sure that 50 was a number that you could divide by two. I was like, wait, 50 titties? I was like, wait, is that a 51 titty contract would be bad, you know, because then you only show them one. Like,
man. Yes.
No, but I'm just saying, like, and the funny thing about Pam Grier, if you ever looked at both of them at the same time, please don't nobody get upset about this. Well, she has what I call geckos.
Geckos?
Geckos. If you think of titties like eyes, one of them is staring left, and the other one's staring, like, down and right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They're not symmetrical. So one is, like, looking down, and the other one's looking over and over and up to the left.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't look at the titties that much, so I haven't studied
coffee.
Now, I did notice that it looked like one of her titties didn't have a nipple. Now,
hey, we have gone from what a success to Pam Grier's titties. This is, you know, I'm sorry, the education does not stop, folks.
Exactly.
You know, you learn stuff. You learn a lot of beautiful things.
But I love watching these movies because the acting just be so bad. I just be looking at it because it's like, oh, my God, they just acting so bad because, you know, they probably just shot it in, like, 2 days, like, the whole movie.
On a power and not a budget, right?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
The beautiful thing about that is, like, if you notice in those kind of films, they use real people, everyday people, you know. You didn't have to be a total, quote-unquote, bombshell or, you know, a glamorous person to get in film. So sometimes people have bad teeth, pocked faces and whatnot, and, you know, all types of, you know, skin problems and things, and still be, you know, on the TV screen.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it, too, like, they didn't use, I don't know what kind of makeup they used, but you ever notice that people were always, like, sweaty in the 70s? Like,
yeah,
their faces, foreheads, and noses be shining and whatnot.
Well, you know what? You know, black people had naturally usually have oily skin, you know.
Right. And they
people,
showed it very well. Like, you don't see that nowadays. Until, like, you know when you did see it first when HD first came out, when they first started doing all the HD, and you saw how horrible a lot of people really looked when you got to see, like, deep into the TV, like, oh, damn, I don't want this high definition right now. You're looking kind of crazy. They had to fix that. You know?
Yeah,
HD. You thought that the mask was off. You was like, oh, no.
Well, you know what? Beauty is only skin deep. It's the beauty that is in the inside and the talent that they project.
That's
and what's
up, but I ain't kissing your inside. I'm kissing your cheek.
You might be.
And if you're not beautiful, I don't want to kiss your cheek. I don't want to kiss your ugly cheek.
Shut up. You know what I mean? They still.
I'm sorry.
Did
I mess up your prophetic statement? Did I mess up your closing statement?
Yes.
Your final thought.
Well, we have a couple more minutes for that. Let me see.
Oh, I'm here. It's all good. It's all good.
Exactly.
So what else you want to talk about? We went to Pam Grier's titties. Anything else? I'm ready to talk about that too. Black noses and Pam Grier's titties. Next two songs.
Yes.
two big ass things.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. I'm gonna come out with a CD with the shape of titties on it, with Pam Grier's titties, one staring up and to the left and one staring right and backwards.
All right, I got some more hands going up. Let me see who
this
is. All right, we got 609-964 on the line right now. Hello, say something
Hello?
To me. Yes.
Oh, I can't tell if I'm on because it lags on the computer.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man.
So who's speaking? This is Ruby. And really, baby, I just wanted to call and tell you, I'm not upset at you examining Pam Grier's titties. It's okay.
Okay.
I heard you say don't
anybody
be upset.
My girlfriend.
And I know you wanted to say don't Ruby be upset, and I'm not upset. It's okay. She's known for her titties.
Your woman
loves
you. Exactly.
No, but she made a good point that movie did have, like, gratuitous titties just popping out for no damn reason. Even
yes.
I saw, like, why? Not that I don't like it, but why? Like, why?
Because I was cracking up, like, why is all these, I mean, just for no reason. I just was, like, cracking up. Every time I see a nipple, I was like, what? Why is this here? What is the titty for? Just there. You know what I mean? I mean,
that's
but
hilarious.
That's with, yes, with these 70s flicks. Like, when I watch them, and then the acting is just so bad, it's just hilarious.
Ooh.
I'll be cracking up. It's like,
you ever
know,
see the boom
so.
The shot? You ever see the actual microphone come into the shot? That's the fun part.
Yes. Or when
yes.
I like it when the shots jump.
Mm.
Or, cause, you know, when they got to recut the scene, and then something's out of place, or the hair is the other way, or, like, now they change their shirt. It's, like, a different color because they might have spilled something on it.
Or when you see hair.
Place. Yes.
When hair is actually in the film. When hair is actually
yes.
on the reel. Love
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. So I
Ruby,
love stuff like that.
What is success to you? What is being on top or making it to you?
Success to me is when you've laid out your personal goals and you've attained them, whether it's financial, interpersonal, familial, whatever your set of goals are, when you've mapped them out and you can go down your checkoff list and a good 95% of your stuff that you set out to do is accomplished, that is success. And it can be short-term or it can be overall, but it's so individual. It's not necessarily always encompassing fame or money. It's just about being able to attain whatever you put on your personal to-do list.
Okay, so you're thinking more of a goal-oriented situation, not necessarily being able to live off of what you've done and have a comfortable money flow, comfortable income situation.
Not necessarily, because there are people who might attain success educationally, and that doesn't necessarily have a payoff. If anything, you can come out of school with a whole lot of debt, but you attained that goal, so you were educationally successful.
Right, so you're talking about successful at that. So, like, what would be success in life to you?
Well, I guess it's still, I don't necessarily give it one succinct definition. I still think it goes according to whatever your priorities are in life and achieving them. Like, I think about one of my closest friends. She's a stay-at-home mom of four, homeschooled them for their early years, and she has children who are honor roll students, extremely talented, and her time is spent dedicated to her family. I still consider her a success, and she still feels successful because those are her priorities. That's what's important to her, and she's done well at it. She's mastered it. It's not like she stayed home and her kids are degenerate. So she succeeded in raising beautiful people, and that's what she put her time into. So I think whatever it is that you focus on, if the outcome is positive, then you have success. If you're
Mom
looking
so
at
much
it
more
from a performer standpoint, what's that?
Mine was so much more simplistic. I was like, if you can eat,
yes.
What you doing?
Honey, when is anything ever simplistic with me?
So for you, is it just, so if it's completing your goals, so what's your next goal for you to feel successful, or what is your point of success for you in your life then?
For me personally?
Yeah.
Well, my ultimate career goal is to have my own preschool. So I have not achieved that yet. I have not finished establishing that. So, no, I would say I'm on the road to success, but I have not achieved it yet.
Okay.
Nice. But, I mean, for me, the reason why it's so simple is because you can have a preschool, but if you're starving, then that's not what you can do.
Stop it. When she has you there to support her, so she'll be all right.
Well, there you go.
But that's the thing. It's like having a preschool and running it well. That's why I say whatever the goals are, that's the where the measure of success comes in, as opposed to just doing something. Because you can complete a task, but if you don't complete it well, that's the difference between being successful and not being successful.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, very good. Don't you also have pies that you sell? Are we going to talk about that, or should I not talk about
that? That is another I guess, path in my goal list in terms of my cooking and baking and working on my cookbook.
What you like to cook?
I cook everything.
Yes.
And
now,
I really
mean
that. What's that?
What's your favorite dishes right now?
My favorite savory dish to cook has probably always been pineapple chicken. Yeah. Or I have an original recipe for cilantro salmon that is probably a close second for me. And then I have a signature pie that I do actually sell. And, you know, that's a pretty lucrative little side gig for me. But it's something that I also do because it feels good.
How can they get in contact with you for those pies? I wonder.
Well, perchance.
So what kind of pie? What's your signature pie? What's that about?
It's called
Promote your business.
It's called Chocolate Decadence, and it's the closest description is almost like a really rich, chewy chocolate chip cookie, but in a pie.
Okay.
And it comes in four different varieties, the original chocolate, then chocolate with walnuts, chocolate with peanut butter, and chocolate with kind of a cinnamon spice in it, almost like a chocolate chai pie.
Chocolate chai pie. That sounds interesting. I just saw one of those. How much they run?
The original are $12 or 2 for 20, and the other three varieties are 15 or 2 for 25.
And how long
have
you been
doing that? And they are made to order.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I first started making the pie when I was 10 because it's a family recipe that my mom taught me. And then about 2.5 years ago, because I had so many people saying to me, like, oh, can you make me one for Thanksgiving? Can you make me one for Christmas? I'll pay you for it. I know it's a hassle because I'm always bothering you. And so it just kind of clicked, like, well, if people like it this much and it's not really something you can get in the store, it just came together for me to work it out as a little business for myself.
How can I reach you?
Yeah. We got 1 minute left. Tell them where they can find you if they want to get a pie.
They can email me at fourthcourseconfections@gmail.com. Or I don't want to give out my Facebook and my phone number.
No, that's good. That's it.
Yeah, email would be
that. Fourth,
yes, fourth, spelled correctly, FOURTH, course, CORSE, confections, CONFECTIONS,
gmail.com.
I know,
so that's
it's a mouthful.
You couldn't think of something shorter.
Her pies are a mouthful. Gotta love it. Fourth Course Confections. It's a mouthful. See that? You got the mouth, though.
All right. Any closing remarks?
Yeah. Oh. Is that me? I was going to say, you know, being successful means, you know, doing what you love. So make sure that you're doing something that you love so that when you are actually making money and you're kind of locked into it, you don't hate yourself.
Yes, exactly. So,
yeah.
And that's basically the same thing for me. You know, I basically had to deal with a lot of people telling me what my success should be,
And personally, you know, once I'm done my album, that's part of my success as far as music is concerned. Sitting up here doing something at the Hard Rock Cafe every first Friday, Hard Rock Cafe, starting in February. We've got Game Rebellion coming on. And basically, we are out. Thank you so much for calling and listening. And see you later. Bye. All right. We still on. It's it's just not taping. Or I think it's still taping, but people can't call in right now. But anyway, I just want to say thank you so much for calling in. And hopefully talk to you next time. Bye-bye.